Lol.
How you just became a powerful programmer. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Albert Einstein. We all know by now that AI can write programs, and it works best on small, well-defined parts of a program, on little bits. So, what I bring you here is a framework around just that. A framework that helps you create programs a little bit at a time. The novice does not need as much help as it would seem. For one, the AI can explain how a program ought to be structured, so as long as we tell it what architecture it needs to use. And the simplest one is a pipeline or a tree for envelopes of data. No. We are not about to talk about data structures. Old banks and office buildings used to have that. You jam an envelope into a shuttle and send it to a specific department through a system of pipelines with a or a similarly sounding send-off noise. The receiving department will do something with it and either pass it on or send something else in its place. So here the department or a person in the department transforms the data either in the envelope or the shuttle. In our fancy program, we replace that very person with code written by AI. The network of pipes is just a pretty visual programming language. Boxes that represent programs or people. Box ports that represent inputs and outputs, as there can be many, and pipes that connect output ports from one box or department to the input port of another. This would work already, but it would be less than impressive. Programmers that do coding by hand would still outcode you. And we can't have that, because just who do they think they are? They've created so many usability concerns and so many crappy programs that someone has to accept the responsibility. We are going to upgrade our box to the concept of a supervisor that uses a worker in supremely clever ways. If you are downloading a file, for example, your supervisor will manage failed downloads. But if you are downloading many files, the supervisor will manage multiple simultaneous downloads and another supervisor that will ensure that the file is correctly downloaded and retry if something goes wrong. Nothing too special, though pretty gosh darn good. But there are many kinds of supervisors, you see. One of them is a self-provisioning remote program runner, meaning that you can automatically scale to handle extreme workloads by temporarily renting as many computers as you need to execute all the little bits. Some supervisors will be meant for primitive execution of code on CPU cores. Others, as standard web browser workers, as Unix processes, really anything. But I wouldn't call this a self-healing program architecture yet. And you might have guessed, yes. Artificial intelligent supervisors. Adaptive, intelligent, program execution, and very high self-healing potential. Your little department box becomes, well, a problem-solving intelligence right smack in the middle of your program. Now the programmers took notice. Because they can't do this very simply. Not by dragging one single box onto their programming canvas. There are a lot of moving parts here. It would be hard to make all this go without a visual programming language that most manual programmers, as you can imagine, kind of hate. So we got something here. You are becoming powerful, and the thing is beautiful, and as far as computer programmers are concerned, they are becoming a little bit scared. This beauty comes from design standards of the visual programming language itself. One of the visual themes will be inspired by the now retired Apple dashboard. It will feel like playing with candy. Generative art AI will make the widgets even more beautiful than what Apple had. The visual programming language will have a ninja mode as well, so it won't be visually overwhelming. The AI tells you how to structure a program, writes your little bits or functions for you, supervises their execution within safe constraints and in a magnificent way, and then generates a beautiful graphic user interface. Not bad! It is important to know that the concept of a supervisor comes from the actor model of programming, a well-researched beast. One of the most powerful things in the actor model is the queue, meaning all the shuttles or envelopes sent to our supervisors throughout the program go on the queue first. That is where the workers that supervisors supervise get their jobs from. They scan the queue for jobs that are marked incomplete. Sometimes locally, sometimes in a remote database. This in turn translates to a wonderful development experience, as you don't need to have the full program ready to do the first part and make it all work. For example, you are tired of crappy user interfaces and decided to simply scrape your favorite websites for news and smart comments. You will run everything through AI to expand, maybe research, and pinpoint important comments and perhaps summarize everything. But all you need to get started is to create a smart supervisor and tell it to create a worker that will scrape a particular web page. Here, you add a test to see if the article content is extracted in full and in the way that you approve of, and the AI will keep the queue of raw data to be parsed, so you only download things once. The AI will probably do the scrape right on the first try, but you will still need to run a test, and the AI will retry and refine its extraction method if it fails, and this applies especially to the future as the sources of your data may get updates. With one little shiny box, the AI extracted and formatted the data for you and will keep it in the queue while you are building your program. Until you save that data in a way that can be put back in the program, nothing will be removed from the queue, just marked complete. Until then, you can relax. Reason about the data that you have gathered. Think about your next move now that you completed your first, which is kind of rare. Programs rarely stop at the first step and wait for the next one. You usually have to rerun them countless times to make everything go. But this architecture is so simple and so resilient and so clever that we can just do one step at a time and get strategic about the next. The AI will have no trouble noticing a parsing failure when your website changes, and it will automatically know to rebuild parts of the scraper.
That is a really big deal. Now, our highly skilled manual programmers, while still unimpressed, feel a heat sensation in the back of their heads. It is like a forgotten worry bubbling up to the surface. And here, we will finish them off with this one final trick, the strike of a coder samurai katana, Katsu. Now, it will be a psychological move that they are quite incapable of making.
Domo arigato, Mr. Kato.
Because now you get up from your desk. Wow. And without documenting anything, and without even a single thought about your program for another 2 weeks, and maybe weeks of vacation or just Christmas, where you don't really remember that computers even exist. You just get up and leave to do something more interesting. And when you return, you will instantly visually understand the program. And the AI will be there to assist you with all your other needs. That's the power of visual programming done right, especially the supervisor model that hosts the workers that the AI can create. The supervisor architecture ensuring that you will efficiently scrape 5 websites or 10 million websites if you can afford the self-provisioning network bills. Now, our programmer witnesses how very human this design is. And defeated, it leaves. And I, for one, hope that they will get some rest, because I am just getting started.
Katsu!